blizzard conditions in the Midwest are expected to gradually abate today. Already improving conditions were noted in the last 12 hours across the western portions of the Corn Belt, where the winds have lightened up quite a bit and all the precipitation ended yesterday afternoon. And it looks like overnight we've seen some significant amounts of snowfall occur across a fair amount of the Great Lakes region, up towards the 20 inches being reported a few hours ago across the area southwest of Madison, Wisconsin. That seems to be the greatest amount of accumulation, but there are other areas in upper Michigan that have upwards to 16 inches or so, and the accumulations diminished the further south you go, but they were still impressive, 5 to 10 inch accumulations occurring in quite a few areas across lower Michigan, and we saw anywhere from trace amounts up to 2 and local 3 inch amounts in the lower parts of the region. As we go through the morning today, the strong winds and the snow will gradually diminish in the eastern Midwest. It's not going to happen right away, but we will see improvement. Right now, the strongest winds at the time of this broadcast were occurring from eastern portions of Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana northward into the heart of Michigan. Sustained wind speeds of 20 to 30 miles per hour being reported. Some gusts still getting upwards to 40 or so. The winds will likely shift eastward through Ohio and into Pennsylvania and eventually into the northeastern U.S. If you're starting your travels for the holidays here today or tomorrow, be aware that the adverse conditions that have been in the Midwest the past 2 days will be more in the northeastern states for a little while. Storm system's losing a lot of its punch, though. It won't be nearly as intense as it has been as it moves through the northeastern corner of the country. The Christmas holiday weekend coming up here and on into the early part of next week is not expected to generate much more stormy weather across the heart of the Midwest, but there are two areas of interest to keep an eye on, I suppose. The first is going to be in hard red winter wheat country. There will be a new disturbance passing through there as we move from Monday into Tuesday. That system will likely produce 1 to 3 inch accumulations of new snow across Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, and maybe even a part of Oklahoma. And there is potential for some local totals to 4 inches or more. That upper-level low-pressure system producing the snow is the seed for what will become a new nor'easter that we'll need to watch closely. That seed will likely form a low-pressure system in the lower Mississippi River Basin and portions of the Tennessee River Basin as we move into the Sunday-Monday time period. That low-pressure system will begin pulling moisture in from the Gulf of Mexico and intensify greatly because cold air is coming in behind it. And we'll likely see it produce a widespread rain and thunderstorm event for the southeastern U.S., while heavy snows may occur in the lower parts of the Midwest. Now, the position of the storm is going to be up for debate over these next couple of days. Exactly where will the low-pressure center form and where will it move to? We expect it to head into the northeastern United States. If the path is from the northern part of Mississippi to New Jersey, then we'll likely see some heavy snows occur in parts of Ohio, Indiana, and portions of northern Kentucky as we get into the post-Christmas holiday period. Sometime on Wednesday into Thursday, we could see some impressive snowfall across a part of that region. We'll keep a close eye on that event. Most likely, though, the storm will take a path a little bit further to the east of that, and so the snows in the Midwest may not be quite so impressive. But nevertheless, if you're traveling into or out of the eastern Midwest and the northeastern states during the second half of next week, you should be at least aware that the storm system may exist and it may have a big impact on travel. Temperatures across the Midwest will stay rather cool over the next couple of days. Any attempt for warming will be somewhat limited, but we'll likely see the afternoon temperatures today run from the teens and 20s in the northwestern part of the region to readings in the 30s and some lower 40s elsewhere. As we move into the rest of the weekend, the temperatures will likely continue to be mostly in the 20s and 30s north and 30s and some 40s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.